and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunny.
Yeah, sunny street. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, we know. Yeah, Peter Pan.
Yeah, big deal.
And that in a bad mood today. You can probably tell it.
Uh oh.
Yep.
Your streak is over.
Life can be so sweet.
Yep.
On sunny.
And I'm blaming part of it on you guys.
Uh oh.
Yep. I think I told you, anytime you knew a big name rapper was coming to town, you're supposed to let me know and help me make sure I get tickets.
Okay. Not afraid.
Now, sold out. Big rapper concert.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Thank you. Who are you talking to, Mike? Make yourself clear. Who are you talking to?
I'll be rich.
Those who don't know, the way this works, I'll wait till Willie sings.
Gold dust at my feet.
Nice side of the street, blah, blah, blah.
On the sunny side of the street.
There's sort of a deal here that Dan and Peon are supposed to let me know whenever a rapper comes to town. In case, and maybe it's to be something that I knew, but in case I didn't see it, they're to let me know so that I get a chance to get tickets. Now I find out that Lil Uzi Vert is sold out at the pageant tomorrow night. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling that to my attention.
I must have missed that one. Uzi Vert? How do you...
Lil Uzi Vert.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Uzivert.
Right. Does that mean... Am I supposed to know what that means?
No, I have no idea. I just guessed.
Well, Lil Uzi Vert.
Uzi Vert.
At the pageant. Sold out.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
And I don't...
Oh, I thought you said he died.
No, he sold out at the pageant.
No, he's coming to get tickets.
Oh.
I can't get tickets.
Oh, it's Uzi Vert, so there's a space in between. I'm assuming the Uzi has to do with the gun.
Oh,
he's got guns in his videos, which I think is a neat new twist for rappers.
Yeah.
I saw that and I thought, hey, you know what? This could catch on. This kind of gangster thing.
I guess, and the vert usually is a reference to vertical, which means you can jump high.
I can't believe you're actually trying to figure any of
Uzi
Vert. Well, I mean, most of the time you just hear it's like little.
What I'm going to do, and I, for years I criticized rap music and I made fun of it. I saw the light. I saw the light recently. I started looking at lyrics. Started listening for a change.
Yeah.
Instead of just talking, you know.
Well, the lyrics tell a story.
They do tell a story, Dan. Well, I'll give you an example. And we're going to have a guest. I'm assuming. Let me look. Is our guest?
He's on the line.
We're going to talk to somebody here for a couple minutes. And then when we come back after our first break, I want to share, for those of you who are like I used to be, hated rap. You know, you thought, oh, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, how about these lyrics? And boy, when I heard these, they spoke to me. Hit it back. Hit it from the back. Watch my nigga bless you. Cry in my arms like a nigga wreck you. Yeah, all right. Yeah, was wrong. I was wrong. Yeah, I should never took her home. Yeah, I should have just boned. Yeah, fantasy on my phone. Yeah, hit it from the back. Watch a nigga bless you. Cry in my arms like a nigga wreck you. Talking about broken heart, running to the restroom. Look at my mama like we rich. Looking at my bitch like we, now we are rich. Said we ain't got no minor setbacks, counting all that money. Told that nigga, just be that. I know you ain't got it, boy. Why you ain't just say that? They see I got this money now. His bitch, like I said, I don't pay that hoe no mind. I've been had that when I saw my girl. Yeah, I know I had to bag that.
Is this the first verse or is this the entire song?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a story there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. I hear heartache.
Yeah.
I hear victory and defeat.
Mm-hmm.
All in one song.
Oh, yeah.
They don't write songs. Well, I wanted to say they don't write them like that anymore, but here's a guy who is. Lil Uzi Vert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get to see him because you knuckleheads forgot to tell me he was coming to the pageant.
You know what? We have connections down there. We can probably get some tickets need some.
The reason I have a guest on the phone is before Halloween, Somebody sent me a link to his website, and it had a tremendous compilation of stuff on his website, everything Halloween that you could go back and listen to from. And I don't know how to describe his website, but I'm going to bring him on here now. Would you please welcome? This is a guy who probably knows more about the radio business than all of us times 10 will ever know, because he lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, sits in the house for decades. Johnny King, everybody.
Hey.
Johnny, how are you?
Hey, Frank. Good to talk to you. Good to talk. Hey, listen. Talk about rap?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the first rap records people don't even remember was from Blondie in 1981, which she did Rapture.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. Yeah,
that was one of the very first ones.
She rapped in the
right.
middle of
He's going to be right all the time.
I know.
This guy.
And that also had a... That, one of the reasons it was so big was MTV and video. And that had, they had a video of that, and that's what sold it and made it one of the first rap records there was.
All right, now, Johnny, you be quiet, because you talk, you're going to talk. If I let you talk, you'll talk for 2 hours straight, and nobody get anything said. We don't have all day. Here's the reason I want to put Johnny on. When I back in the 70s, mid-late 70s, I did a Saturday night. I'm in a barrel. All of a sudden, something happened. I sound like I'm in a barrel. Peon, can we fix that? It seems like you're usually there. Thank you. I did an oldie show as a character with another guy on Saturday night. And at the time, the station was KSLQ. Now it's Y98. But I used to listen to these things called the breakfast cereals. And those of you who sort of grew up listening to KXOK, and then you kind of transitioned over to KSLQ because they kind of became the FMK, KXOK, you'll remember Johnny King's breakfast cereals. And I used to think that they were syndicated, like Chicken Man, that they came out of New York. No, this guy right here in town did them. And they were tremendous. And he put a lot of work into it. And this is back when you edited with a razor blade. There was no software or computers to edit. And I just always admired how hard you worked. I mean, you're a guy who is the opposite of me. You work at the radio business, and you used to work at it, and you compiled and you cataloged, and you have everything. Give 1 minute, Johnny, and only in a minute, tell people. If they get, first of all, give them your website.
Well, the website is johnnyking.net.
But you spell it J-O-N-N-I-E.
Right, johnnyking.net.
Okay, and tell them what it is.
And it's actually, what that site is actually, is a chronological history of my entire career. It's like an autobiography online. And it goes back all the way to, like 1953, when I worked in early television with Ernie Heldman at KSD. I was an amateur magician, and worked with him from 1953 to 1957.
Well, you must not have been much of an amateur. You were on television, for goodness sake.
Well, it was a neat show. I mean, to be in the early days of Golden Age, black and white TV, I loved it. And ever since then, Frank, I transitioned then to music and to acting. I acted in California, was at Pasadena Playhouse, came back here, was at the in Gaslight Square at the Crystal Palace with the Impulse Players Review, and finally got into radio, which I had always wanted to do since I was a kid. And my mentor and friend was Don Pietromonaco, who was Johnny Rabbit in KXOK.
He was the Johnny Rabbit. See, there's some confusion. And I'm not knocking this other guy, but there's a guy in town who wears ears and goes around as Johnny Rabbit. He's not the Johnny Rabbit.
The original.
That I listened to in the 60s from Styx, Baron, Fuller. It's the guy you just mentioned, Don
right,
Pietromonaco.
Right.
He
right.
was Johnny Rabbit.
And he was my friend and my mentor at that point in time. And I broke out in 67 and have been in radio ever since. So, my career actually started in 1953 and it never stopped. I don't have time to stop. I'm too busy.
Okay, so why is it most people don't know the name Johnny King? Did you ever host a radio show in St. Louis that was the Johnny King show or something?
Well, I was at KSLQ Y98 for 10 years, and then I was at 96.3 for another 17
okay,
years.
But did you have an
oh,
air...
Yeah, oh, of course. Okay. In fact, I get emails from all over the world. My personal website, johnnyking.net, I get people from all over the world that used to listen to me and they were here. Like, I got an email. I used to be in... When I was in Little Rock at 50,000-watt KAY, I got mail from Canada, from Cuba, from all over the place that way. And right now, my personal site... This year alone has had 1,618,665 hits and 112,000 visitors. And so many of these people that come to the site, they say, hey, we listened to you. Man, we remember the breakfast cereal. We listened to you when you were on in Detroit at WDRQ. I get these all the time, Frank. So, yeah, so that's why, you know, I took everything to the Internet about 10 years ago for that reason, because it's the new web. It's the new world out there.
Well, here's the thing about your site. I don't care if people listening right now moved to St. Louis 5 years ago and they're from Detroit or wherever. You've got stuff on there that if people go back and listen to it, it will take them back to the 60s, the 70s. I don't care where you lived, because all radio kind of sounded that way. Every market had a KXOK. Every market had a news stuffy AM station for the older people. And you've captured that in these air checks you have. And I saw what you did for Halloween. I probably should have mentioned then, because you had people could go to your site and pull up all of the great Halloween stuff from radio. And that site is still there. It doesn't have to, you don't have to go to it just for Halloween, and you do a lot of you still work pretty hard at keeping that site current. Meaning fresh, even though it's all about oldies for the most part.
Oh, well, but that's just it. The object is there's always some, but see, that's why I put all my tributes on there too, from the people that through my life have touched me one way or the other. I want to give back to them. That's the reason I started the site. People like George Barris, who created the Batmobile, and my friend Don Pietramonico, Johnny Rabbit, there's stories about him and me on there. Gail McCormick, bless her heart, she was with a group called Smith, Megan Seller, one of my dear
hang
friends.
Hang on, we'll sing in the sunshine. Was that Gail McCormick?
No. That was Baby It's You with a group called Smith, one of the big hits of 1969, a golden hit,
and it's you.
Known all over the world. But anyway, the bottom line here is,
anyway,
you're a walking encyclopedia.
He is.
And encyclopedia is an old term. You're a walking Wikipedia.
When it comes to when it comes to music, and especially oldies,
this guy's the king, yeah. Johnny King.
Yes.
Well, I have a bad problem, because I have total recall, and that means that I also remember the bad stuff as well as the good stuff, but I try to focus on the good stuff. You know, like when you and I worked together, we did the flashback show at KSLQ back in those days. You and I did.
Okay, we did.
Yeah,
because I did it with Larry Mondello. How did I do that with you?
No, that was he left, and I took over when he left. He was part of the Kevin Matheny group.
Wow, I have no memory of that. You're the opposite of me. You have total recall. I have no recall.
I do not remember
you coming in after Larry.
Oh yeah.
He left when the Kevin Matheny group left, and you and I took over and did that, and that's when the breakfast cereal was still on also, but no, we had fun doing it. And Dan and I worked together again.
Yes.
At the old KS, at when I was at K Gold, 1380 K Gold, and Dan was at KWK.
Yes.
Down there in Hampton.
Yeah.
So Johnny, you still live radio, but you're not really on the radio. Is this what you do now?
God, yes. I mean, see, my Rod and Custom site is the biggest site that I've got. That's the one where that's just it. I'm right now being interviewed by you is new for me. I'm usually the one that's doing the interviewing. Because on my Rod and Custom site, Legends of the Rod and Custom Hall of Fame, that's a site where you've seen the Batmobile, you've seen pictures of it through the years. You go to that site, you can hear George Barris tell how he created the Batmobile.
Can they get to that site from johnnyking.net?
Oh, yes. And that site is my biggest site. That site, good grief, that site, I can't tell you how many people, thousands of billions of people, it's had, since I started that site in 2007, has 66,140,323 hits and 814,442 visitors. Because what happens is, and these guys...
You better go check it. I think it's 880,043 visitors now. I think somebody just visited it.
That's true, and I forgot to tell you about the 130 different countries that log on to it. Wow. In all 50 states. And so that's the beauty of the Internet.
Everybody should be as excited about what they do as you are. I've never heard anything like you. I mean, you love the radio business, a business that is all but destroyed. What, Dan?
And he sounds like he could still be on the air today.
You sound like you're 28 years old.
Yeah. I know, it's great.
The funny part about it is somebody asked me about that a few years ago, and I said, you know, why would I want to do that and work with the bean counters right now? I see, the thing in life, Frank, is I will tell you this, and please, you can quote me on this, and people, if you're driving out there listening to Frank, which I know you are, you remember one thing in life. Do something you love and you have a passion for, and you figure out a way to do it better than anybody else. And your objective is not to be the best, but to be way ahead of who's ever in second place. That's the project.
That's your advice.
And that's what I've done ever since I was 12 years old. I've never had a job. People have hired me to do stuff, but I've always done things that I wanted to do and tried to figure out a way to do them the way I wanted to do them. And so therefore, you know, I did syndicate the breakfast cereal. I syndicated to about 20, 22 different stations around the country. But again, I did it all by myself. I'm sort of a self-contained person. I don't have people sometimes say, who does your website? Well, I do my websites. I figured out how to do them, and that's what I do. And I always want to have hands-on with whatever project I have. If it has my name on it, it's got to be the best that there can be. I don't want anybody to say, hey, you did this wrong, you did that wrong.
Yeah.
That's not going
to
happen.
How can anybody ever turn you down in a job interview? They'd have to go, you're hired, man.
Frank, let me tell you something. You have impacted my life just as much as a lot of other people have impacted my life through the years. Listening to you and Dan and Eon, through the years, you guys are tops at what you do, period.
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Can you say that again?
Are you drinking? Or
what? No.
We're not used to hearing that. Now, listen, you can talk and talk and talk, and I know that. Before you get away, though, the one thing you and I have in common is I have also always somehow managed to do things the way I want to do them.
Right.
I won't do them if I know it's not going to work, if it's not comfortable, if I'm not comfortable. So I want to tell you, and this is something I don't think you know, when you and I worked together at KSLQ, the Saturday Night Flashback show was a really popular show. It was a Grady, which was a character I did, and a guy named Larry Mondello, and then you say you followed him, and I'm so sorry I don't have any memory
because
of that.
You never could remember my name. You never say Johnny.
I have a horrible...
Yeah, Larry? Jerry?
Hey, do you know how that show ended?
The program directors decided that. We had a new program director come in.
No. You're sort of right. He didn't decide anything. I decided it. This D-head from wherever he was, they bring this guy in.
Rick Torcaso. Rick Torcaso.
Could have been.
That's what his name was.
And so he requests to meet with the guy who's doing the Grady voice on the Saturday. So on a Wednesday morning, I go in and meet this douchebag.
A little guy with a mustache.
Yeah, and he said, listen, he says, I listened to a couple of Saturday nights of this oldie show. This Grady character, he says, I think there's way too much Grady and not enough oldies. And I said, I got a great solution for that. How about no Grady and all oldies? And I walked out. And that was it. There was never another show. That was the end of it.
Well, you know,
I had no idea what he was talking about. That was the appeal of the show. Anybody can play oldies, just play the oldies. It was the show.
Right.
He was a complete idiot, like almost every other program director I have ever met.
Well, and what he wanted to do was create something called St. Louis After Dark.
Oh.
And that's when I came in to do that show, because he wanted me to do that show, which would be like, play like George Benson and, different,
I can hear it, kind of like the jazzy type of stuff.
And the reason was he wanted to pick up some listeners from KISS, which was the Magic station, which was the black station at the time, and he wanted to pick up some listeners for KSLQ from there. But he wasn't even from here. He didn't even know what was going on.
No.
Didn't even know his way to the men's room yet.
No.
And was doing exactly what you said. you know? Because I had meetings with him like that. He'd scratch his head. You know, why is the breakfast cereal on the air? Well, because it's good. The breakfast cereal on KSLQ outlasted 10 program directors and about 13 morning men.
No, it's so well done, and people can still hear it, and it still holds up. And to get all this and a whole bunch of other stuff, you just go to Johnny King. He spells it J-O-N-N-I-E, johnnyking.net. And I know you'd like to do 2 hours, and maybe down the road we'll do something else, but if you folks want to take a little trip in a time machine back to the 60s, 70s, this is a great place to start.
Well, and the other thing, the breakfast cereal is, if they don't know what it really is basically Golden Age radio shows, like Inner Sanctum, Suspense, right. Mysteries, Traveler, broken down into 5 parts, so you can listen to a part every day, and by the Friday episode, you hear the whole show. Now, you say, serialization. You got to remember, in 1973, the nostalgia boom had just started. A lot of people didn't even know what nostalgia was in those days. And so the bottom line was, very seriously, like you said, you had to have the product, and you also had to have a reason to have the product. And the reason we put it on the air is I came to them with that idea. I said, look, this will work. It's they're looking for something to work out in the morning show. And that's why it lasted so long, because it was the only logical connection point between the listeners and KSLQ for the 8 years that it was on. You know, and then later on, it was on WRTH for 9 years also.
Wow.
And you say it's serialization. Anybody ever watched 24?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's today's version of serialization. Serialization actually started back in the movies and in early radio, but it continues today with, there's a show on tonight called The Blind Spot or whatever it is, and then there's The Blacklist, and there's, you know, One Life to Live, and The Young and the Restless. Serialization always is there. It's just that in those days, the ones that I did were the original ones that sounded really cool, because you can't write for TV like you can write for radio. Right. Radio was truly the theater of the mind. If you saw that villain, he looked like a villain to you, but also the other thousands of people out there in their own minds visualize what the villain looked like.
Now, Johnny King just spent 7 minutes responding to one statement. I'm cutting you off, man.
Hey, do you remember a guy named Ted Smith?
I know who that was. He had the British accent.
Ted was from Britain. He'd been in the Second World War.
He was a general manager over at KSLQ.
Right.
Sure. He was the first general manager. Was Joe Kelly, and he was there to approve.
See what you started then?
I know, sorry. Tim Weiland actually called and asked that, because he worked for Ted Smith over at KSLQ.
Oh, yeah. Ted was a great guy, and he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
But he was a World War II vet, and
oh, my goodness. Johnny, you know what? You're like my wife. If we're with a couple and they go, hey, how are your kids? Here's my answer. They're fine. Thank you. Here's my wife's answer. Oh, they're doing great. You know, our daughter just moved over to Park, Kansas, because she got a new job with a pharmaceutical company. And she starts and just goes and goes. That's you. So I'm cutting you off. You're officially cut off. Johnny King, spelled J-O-N-N-I-E, johnnyking.net. Johnny, Frank, take a breath of
Frank,
pleasure.
Let me say one more thing to you.
Okay, sure.
Talking about, you go back to rap, because you were going to go back to rap after you finished talking to me.
Right.
All right. If you want to hear a rap song that really has beautiful lyrics and is really intense, that really works and is very socialized and good, listen to Wake Up Everybody by John Legend and The Roots. And Melanie Fiona from 2010.
Is it real rap?
It is. Believe me, it is one of the harmonious. If you listen to that, you'll say, man, because it's a socialized song, and it's all well-meaning, and it's from the heart, and it's really true and warm and good. And there's nothing bad about it.
Peon, do you make a note of that?
Yes.
All right, we'll pull it up and take a listen to it. Johnny, pleasure.
God bless you, Frank.
Thank you.
Dan and Eon. God, thank you all. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Johnny, it was great talking to you.
You never do this alone. There's always somebody out there doing it with you, and I appreciate your letting me do this with you this afternoon.
All right, Johnny, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Johnny King, J-O-N-N-I-E, king.net. That guy, honest to goodness, it's like it could be 1967. You can't tell. He's exactly the same energy level, the same love for radio when radio was really great.
Oh, man. I should have asked him how old he was. Do you know how old he is?
He's got to be in his 70s.
He sounds great.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would have never guessed. I mean, you would guess that 30. Somebody maybe in their 30s, 40s. Absolutely. Exactly.
He sounds just like he did back in the breakfast cereal days and the oldies days.
And he starts talking about this stuff. He gets so excited. It's like you think he just got into it. My goodness, he's been doing it forever.
He'd go, is Johnny King 1380K Gold?
And that breakfast cereal, the way he introduced, he was one of the great producers, creators. So JONNIEKing.net. We're going to take a break. We come back just to cool down because I'm so upset that they sold out at the pageant for the... Sorry.
We'll work on getting you some tickets.
Lil Uzi Vert pageant concert. I can't even talk. I'm so upset at the pageant. So to kind of soothe me, I'm going to play you a little of the Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh boy.
Two of what I think are the greats, a song called Money Longer and You Was Right. Yeah, you know them. You know them, you love them.
Oh, yeah.
But first, a word from one of our sponsors. Now, this is the time. When advertisers and commercials, and you hear them say, this is the best time ever to buy. And then they'll say the same thing 3 months from now. Now is the time. Anytime is a good time for security and surveillance cameras. But this time of year, starting right about now through the holidays, think of all the packages left on porches, delivered by Amazon, UPS, whatever. And then think about people, and there are these people out there who cruise neighborhoods looking for those deliveries. They follow UPS trucks. Now, I'm not kidding. They've got a routine down. They'll follow a UPS truck. They know, because they've cased the neighborhood, when somebody's not home, there'll be a package left till they get home at 6 o'clock. You know what they do? They walk up and take the package, because a lot of times they can tell it's probably something fun. Maybe it's a drone. Let's take it. Well, guess what? If you take it from a home where Gateway Lock and Security has installed ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras, you are busted. And a lot of these knuckleheads, thank goodness most criminals are stupid, don't even bother to look to see if there's a camera. Now, if you walk up to somebody's porch or backyard or wherever, and you look up and see a camera, now they have your face. I don't care if at that point you spray paint the camera. It's already gotten your face, and probably enough to catch you and identify you, even if it's in the background. You have an opportunity there to just walk away, because a camera showing you looking up at it, there's no criminal conduct there. There's no charge. Walk away. But a lot of these idiots go ahead and do what they're going to do, or they don't even notice the camera. And those are the ones I really like, because those are the ones that are going to get caught. So if you want to know what happened to that package that they swore got delivered, go back and look at your video. It's all you have to do, and you'll see exactly who came up and took it. If you want to know why what was in it was broken when you went out and picked it up, go back and look at the video of the delivery guy throwing it from the truck. And then you'll know why it broke. There's so many great reasons to have great security and have surveillance cameras. And I haven't even gotten into the really scary stuff. The really bad people who don't just come to your house to take a package. A lot of times they come to do some real harm to you and your family, maybe even kill you. Wouldn't it be great to know that a camera, just looking up and seeing a camera, maybe saved somebody's life from some lunatic who had some bad ideas in his head, and he decided to take them down the road where they didn't have cameras. Cameras are the greatest, but you need to have them put in right. And a lot of people go, well, you know, I'll go to Costco and get some cameras and wire them myself. Well, good luck with that. Most people can't do that and do it right. Gateway Lock and Security only does it one way, and that's the right way. So if you have a business, I don't care if it's your business or your home, I don't know how you could not be interested in the best of the best in surveillance cameras. And of course, we've mentioned before, they do other things too. I do need to mention Gateway Lock and Security is licensed, bonded, insured in Missouri. And they do a lot of other things, too. You go to their website, you'll see about their exit alarms and keypad entry, access control systems, proximity cards, all of that. The website's an easy one. It's gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
Meep, meep. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, it looks like we've just got some slow traffic on east and westbound. In fact, it's a vehicle fire, it looks like, on Highway 70. I can't quite tell which direction. I think it may be on eastbound Highway 70, just before the Blanchet Bridge. We've got a vehicle fire right now, and it looks like the right lane, maybe two right lanes, are blocked there. You have heavy traffic going westbound approaching the Blanchet Bridge, and you have traffic eastbound. It looks like it is running heavy from about Highway 94. Now we've got westbound Highway 70 slowing from about Bermuda out through Hanley, westbound Highway 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, and a few slow pockets now southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Despite popular demand, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yes, the award-winning entertainment show Max on Movies makes its triumphant return to the St. Louis radio airwaves this weekend.
Max on Movies.
Tune in this Saturday at 10 p.m. to hear Max, the maven of movies, review the latest theatrical and DVD releases, along with lots of celebrity interviews. Maximize your movie-going experience as Max on Movies returns this Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on KTRS.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri, Gary Mallory, treasurer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
A show business icon is coming live. The St. Louis International Film Festival presents An Evening with Jerry Lewis.
Ordinarily, I do not like to deviate, but I've been a deviant for some time.
Jerry Lewis, Saturday, November 12th at the Family Arena. An evening of jokes, songs, and incredible stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well. Do you have a mind off?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The King of Romance, Engelbert Humperdinck, performing his greatest hits live in concert.
Please release me late.
The Family Arena, Friday, November 4th. Tickets on sale now at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. An Evening with Engelbert Humperdinck. For more information, see Engelbert.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. reputation.com. Get your free reputation analysis from reputationdefender.com right now. Call 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. Or visit reputationdefender.com today.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesarstone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Pickles.
It's 2 a.m. and your pregnant wife wants, no, needs pickles. So you pick up some green happiness, but hit a parked car. Great, something else to worry about. Luckily, Liberty Mutual Insurance has 24/7 claims assistance, so you can take care of your claim right away. Problem solved. Now, if only you bought the right pickles.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, now coming up, a little of Lil Uzi Vert, who is the rapper who will be at the pageant tomorrow night. And I'll tell you what, if I cursed, this would be a time I'd start cursing. That's how mad I am. Yeah. And I can't get tickets because it's sold out. So a little bit of Lil Uzi. After a little bit of Huber, and I have to thank whoever you are out there, you business people who've been calling Huber and Associates. You must have been calling, or they'd be off the air by now. They're not going to keep doing this. And that's a pleasant surprise for me, because I know that most of the people listening right now, you, Mr. or Mrs., whoever you are probably not a person that has to worry about who's going to be in charge of IT. But to those of you who are, or how about this? Let's say you're listening now, and you take this idea to the boss. You go, look, I know we're having a lot of problems keeping up in the IT department, and I heard Frank talk about this place, Huber, and have them just go and look at the website, teamhuber.com. And then here's what... Here's what I think will happen. If you're the employee who suggests Huber, well, I'll just I'll do a dramatization for you.
Mr. Johnson, you wanted to see me?
Yes, come in, Thompson. That was a door to the big one.
Wow.
Thank you. Have a seat.
I hope I'm not in trouble.
Far from it. Understand, you're the one that suggested Huber and Associates to be our IT partner.
Well, yes, sir. I thought it'd be a good idea. I know how important IT is to success, to the competitive edge, and, well, I'd heard great things about Huber.
Where'd you hear this?
Well, I'm aiming the PM, sir.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm sorry, sir? You don't know what it means?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, sir, I'm afraid I'm going to have to resign.
What?
Yeah, I can't work for a man who's not AM and the PM.
Well, I called you in here to tell you that I wanted to give you a $5,000 bonus for recommending Huber.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't take money from someone like you who's not AM and the PM. I'll write up my resignation and leave it with Laura, the receptionist. Good day, sir.
There's a couple of messages in that dramatization. One, see what would have happened had the boss only been AM and the PM. Whew, what a perfect... The world is not perfect. You know, this was a situation where the employee recommended Huber. Apparently it was a great suggestion, saved him a lot of money. The guy wants to give him a bonus, but he realizes his boss is not even the people, can't work for him. There's very little of that loyalty left in the world. So let's assume and hope your boss is AM and the PM. And even if he's not, I say take the bonus and keep working there anyway. But you do have an opportunity. You know those companies where they have a suggestion box? Does anybody still have that, do you think? Maybe it's all
we have one, or we used to have one here. I don't know if it's still back
there.
Oh, we
did. You know what? We did. You know what? Somebody finally put something in there that says, get rid of this suggestion box. That was the suggestion.
Yeah. And I think
it's gone now. But seriously, IT, it's so important, and doing it right is important, and it sometimes can make the difference between success and failure, and whether you're first or second or third among your competitors. So my suggestion is you go to the website of Huber & Associates. They've been helping companies solve problems using technology for almost 30 years. They are IT specialists. Their website is teamhuber.com. That's team, H-U-B-E-R.com. Now, I'm probably preaching to the choir here because I'm sure our audience knows all about Lil Uzi Vert. I'm not telling them anything new. We've got a tremendous rap following. I think partly because I finally came around and appreciated rap. And this particular song is one of the things that did it for me when I heard this. You know, I had been saying, oh, all rap sounds the same, and you can't understand the lyrics. But then I heard this from Lil Uzi Vert. And I realized I was wrong. Feel free to sing along, everybody. If you all know this.
Hey, what?
Nowadays, I am on my head, I got sadder. Money got longer, speaker got louder,
fire
got faster.
Sing along.
I got a Saturn. I got gas. He said,
you know,
I got gas.
This business, boy, did I learn a lesson here. This judging a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of this guy, and I thought, well, he looks like every other rapper. I'll bet his music is horrible.
Mm-mm.
I was wrong.
Au contraire.
Oh, I couldn't have been more wrong. Let's enjoy a little more of it, shall we? Now that's money got longer, and I know what you. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, the guy did. I gotta wait for this commercial to get by here. Hold on. Okay, you're saying, well, the guy, you know, the guy did that one good song. But there's no way that he could produce two songs that melodic, with that kind of message, with that kind of heart, with that story. As Dan said earlier, there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all can appreciate the story we just heard about Money Longer. And now here is Lil Uzi Vert with You Was Right.
I watch a nigga, bless you, bless you. Crying in my arms like a nigga wrecked you, wrecked you.
Feel free to sing along, but you gotta say N-I-G-G-A if you sing along.
You was right, I was wrong. Yeah, I should've never ever took her home. Yeah, I should've just gone. Yeah, fantasy on my phone.
I'll tell you what, this is a tough call, because in the same basic sort of 2-week period, people out there have to make a decision. Do I go see Engelbert, or do I go see Lil Uzi Vert? Because there is a similarity.
Engelbert
Uzi Vert. So you see it? You see it?
Yeah.
And you can hear it in the music.
Yeah.
You can hear it in their music. Peon, can you just grab anything Engelbert? Engelbert Humphrey, one of his big hits. Bert, Engelbert, had an influence on Uzi.
Yeah.
On Lil Uzi Vert. Play me a little Engelbert. I'll show you. You'll hear it. And then I'll play you some Uzi Vert. Definite influence that Engelbert had
after
on this young rapper. Because when I hear After the Lovin',
oh, man,
I also hear Lil You Was Right.
Oh, yeah.
By Lil Uzi Vert.
You be the judge.
It's kind of close the way it starts.
Yes. There's that intro. If you remember, there was an intro to Money Longer. See? Kind of copying him a little bit.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. And then you'll hear Lil Uzi Vert coming on here.
So I send you to sleep after loving with a song I just wrote yesterday.
All right, stop it right there. Now listen to this, and you tell me he didn't influence this guy.
Yeah, hit it from the back, watch a nigga bless you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hear it? Like a
nigga wreck you. Well, the other song is more in the lines of, After the Lovin', because it has more of
I agree with you. Folks, I think what you've learned here is if you do what Dan and I did, take the time to dissect the music.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know, on one time listening through make a judgment. Come on, wake up, open your eyes. Rap is here to stay. It's here to stay. And thank you, Lil Uzi Vert, for turning me around.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, as long as we're talking about it, that YG, the rapper YG, has canceled his Friday night appearance at the Ready Room. As you know, he's on his F. Donald Trump tour. That's the name of his tour. No, that's the name, the FTD tour for F. Donald Trump. So, sadly, YG will not, repeating, will not be performing Friday night at the Ready Room. Darn it. All the more reason to go see Lil Uzi Vert.
I don't even know where the Ready Room is.
I don't either. I figured you would. You're in a band.
Well, we're going to try and add some Uzi. What's his name?
Uzi Vert.
Uzi Vert.
To your songs?
Yeah, we're going to try and add some of that.
Seriously, you want to widen your base, your audience, base? That's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
Stick with me. I'll be your manager. We'll put some Uzi in there. Right. Knock him dead.
Okay.
Except you just don't sing the N-I-G-G-A part, because only they can do that.
Yeah.
And get away with it. All right, now, changing jobs, retiring, got a 401k. What do you do with it? You cash it out? You roll it over? Do you pay taxes? How much taxes? Do you pay penalties? How long before there are penalties? Blah, 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 blah. I have two names for you. You'll hear Peon mention them later. Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They have the answer to all those questions and more questions. And maybe you already have answers. Maybe you already have a financial advisor. Well, tell me one good reason why getting a second opinion is a bad idea. There's not one. There's nothing bad about it. If you have $25,000 or more invested, having somebody else with a great reputation look at what you're doing can't hurt, especially when they have a reputation of saying, hey, what you're doing here is actually smart. And they've done that with people. They're not going to tell you everything you did was wrong unless they think it is wrong. Again, their names are Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. With Stiefel Nicholas, member SIPC and NYSE. The meeting is complimentary, but you need to set it up, and everything you need to do that is at their website, markandjason.com.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, we have a vehicle fire that's on eastbound Highway 70. It has been put out. Two right lanes are blocked, two left lanes are open. But boy, right now it looks like traffic is backed up just a little bit east of Cave Springs. Westbound drivers slowing from the Earth City Expressway past the Blanchette Bridge. Had an accident on westbound Highway 40 near Ballast that had the right lane blocked. It looks like you're backed up to about Clayton Warrison. And if you're traveling on eastbound 270, things are slowing now east of McDonald through 170. And this report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the